If ever there was a word that can crop up in almost any kind of weird story, it's tentacle. Tentacles can be horrific, colorful, tasty, putrid, cute, funny, you name it. I keep hearing how they've been overused and they just don't grip us the way they used to. In an out-of-the-blue moment, Tyree and I were talking about anthology themes, and it just came out. Why not a whole book of tentacle stories? I can't stand anthologies where genre is the only theme. Genre is an arguable collection of literary elements. A typical sci-fi anthology is just a lot of future stuff with no logical connection. A typical horror anthology is just bad things happening over and over. I find it more fun to pick a topic and collect wildly different works that attack the topic from unexpected angles. In this collection, you will find classic horror tales, modern horror, comedy, satire, science fiction, supernatural, avant-garde, high fantasy, whatever the authors wanted to use, as long as tentacles played an important role. And some off-the-wall combinations, too. Oddly, the cover art came first, and even that was an unexpected treat. According to the artist, which is me with a different hat on, I have a huge library of computer-generated fractal art, which is hard to find a home for. It's not that easy to make in the first place. It's a lot like photography. You take some tools out into the wilderness and look for places with interesting colors and angles. The fact that it's all a mathematical abstraction is beside the point. Trouble is, while fractal art was hot in the 90s, it became a bit commonplace and is now a tough sell. So I started mixing it with my photography. I always liked the tentacles in this image, but wouldn't it be fun if they were coming up from behind a normal horizon? The trees came from a pleasant sunset photo from a beach on Carlsbad, California. Still, it needed an observer, so the balloon, which came from a photo I took at this wild animal park in San Diego. Then it was just a matter of getting the color balance right. The stars came from a photo I took from a robotic telescope in the Canary Islands. You know, it just takes a lot of pieces to make these things come out right. Well, I knew most publishers would just say, too weird or just yuck, and bounce it back to me. But I knew Samsdot was willing to be experimental. It didn't fit as a cover for any of their regular magazines, so we started joking about tentacles. And we've come full circle. You'd be surprised how much work goes into one of these projects. Reading the submissions, keeping logs of our comments, agreeing on which we could use, trying to respond in a reasonable period. Then the analysis of accepted stories, editorial suggestions, correspondence, contracts, making sure we have bios and addresses for all contributors. Then the compilation, figuring out what illustrations are needed, file conversions, graphic design. You know, it seems never-ending sometimes. In the end, we hope you enjoy this creative romp. We haven't gone out of our way to make it weird or different or artsy. Weird just comes naturally to us. Really. I can still remember a home economics class around 7th grade, where I was forced to sew something. My project turned out to be a pillow shaped like a planaria with two big googly eyes. The teacher was properly aghast. Sometimes I still miss my huggable flatworm buddy. I think it got left behind one time when we were evicted from some apartment. I can only imagine what someone thought when they found the poor mutant thing. But there's nothing wrong with being different or seeing patterns nobody else can see. In fact, that's the kind of off-angle insight I look for. Join in and let's have ourselves a down-home tentacle revival.